Dear Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can use promo code DNVR, and new customers, you're going to get a $5 bet that becomes $100 in free bets instantly, win or lose. And that's with promo code DNVR and only on DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
I am Susie Hunter, and it's kind of nice to see that we're having a Tolia party today.
I was so excited to try to come up with as many puns as possible. He's the Tolia package. We're having a Tolia party. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay. I was like, was Tolia party pun?
His name looks like Toga Party. So I think we're
going
to kind of.
That's where you were going with that, Patrick. Yeah. You had better.
You'd have preferred Tolia package?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because that sounds
weird. So there
weird
you go.
Too.
All right. So like, in the end. We do agree.
Tolia party is not a pun. Like, no matter what. I didn't know that's what you were going for.
It's not wordplay as much as it is visual play, visual letters play. Yeah. That's probably the best we could possibly hope for.
Oh, Patrick.
Because this young man is doing some big things, and
yes.
I know you're going to get into it. And I know that I'm going to be getting into it a little bit over on the DNVR.com with an article coming out here soon, because as we talked about last week with Robert Stevenson, kind of in a surprise way, being designated for assignment to create some room on the 40-man roster. We also know that Black had said last week at Coors Field that the Rockies were going to see some new faces. And so Michael Tolia, with the way he's been playing and based on this conversation you had with him recently, boy, oh boy, he very much could be in line for a spot here in the major leagues in the final month of the season.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, Buddy was so, he was almost cryptic, I feel like. He was like, oh yeah, we're going to see some new faces. But like, new faces, okay. Who are they going to be? No more information.
Well, I'm ready if you are. I want to see one new face and one familiar face.
Let's talk Tolia, Kale. Let's roll it.
We are joined by Michael Tolia of the Albuquerque Isotopes. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. All right. So two homer games. Those are pretty cool. But a three homer game, that sounds absolutely incredible. You had one on Saturday night. I want to know what was going through your head when that third home run was leaving your bat.
After the third one, I kind of was laughing because I've never done it before in my life, and I kind of really thought, like, did that really just happen? You know, especially in a game that we were getting blown out, or you know, we were down 12 runs or so at the time, and so it really just felt like it meant nothing other than just like a rare personal accomplishment.
I was gonna say, I mean, it has to be like a weird juxtaposition of I just did this amazing thing and we are still losing this so much.
We got boat raced, and that wasn't fun. And then having to go back into the clubhouse, and we're all upset that we lost, but my phone's blowing up from my family and friends saying how awesome that was. I'm, you know, trying to, you know, still mad, but try to be, you know, happy that happened, you know.
It's weird. It's a weird thing. Well, we can be happy for you. Were your teammates excited for you at least?
They were. Everybody was coming up to me congratulating me, and my last home run ball was caught by a roommate in the bullpen, so he brought it to me after the game.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So you have it. Is it like in case you have it on display? What do you do with that home run ball?
I haven't done anything to it yet. Not a single mark or anything. No Sharpie, nothing.
You didn't have your roommate sign it or anything because he caught it?
No, maybe I will eventually, but it's just sitting in my backpack.
It's still in the backpack. It's been two days now.
Not out yet.
That's amazing. I mean, you're having an incredible season. You've already had at least 30 home runs this season. Am I right? Am I doing the math right?
Yep, that was the 30th, actually, that third one.
That was the 30th. So, I mean, what have you done this season that has made this all click for you?
I mean, I've always had the potential for power, and I always hit home runs throughout my career. It's just been the consistency of it. And I've made some adjustments over the last few months that have really helped me get into it consistently, to not only hit home runs at a consistent pace, but to also, you know, be a better pure hitter, which I've always had the ability to be. And I give that credit to, you know, different hitting guys that we have in our organization, Tom Sateras, who is our double hitting coach, our coordinator, Darren Anderson, and guys that I've, you know, have back home that I talk to, like Doug Lotta. They've all been a part of this process, you know, getting things into a more consistent place.
Amazing. You mentioned Double A. I want to talk about your time in Hartford. I spent a lot of time in Hartford. You spent parts of two seasons there. Mm-hmm. You guys had an interesting home run celebration down there. I want to hear about the goat mask. Yeah,
we got the goat mask, and that was the best thing we did for the team. But it was really tough to get that thing on. So we had to cut like little slits on the neck so that it would open up better. Because before that, like, people were so sweaty coming in after hitting a home run that it would just stick to the top of their head and kind of flop around. So we had to adjust the goat mask a little bit.
That sounds gross. I didn't realize that.
It's gross.
That's hilarious. Do you guys have anything like that going on in Albuquerque?
No, not quite like that in Hartford. Hartford's a special group this year.
Harvard was a special group. I mean, I've seen a lot of Yard Goats teams come through. What was so special about that team in Hartford?
Well, to begin, it was pretty much the exact same team from Spokane the year before. So we all knew each other really well, which was fun. And it started clicking for a lot of guys. We had, you know, Tovar, who was going off at the beginning of the season. Guys were performing just the best that they have in their careers. And we were pitching like crazy to our bullpen was lights out, so we put 7 runs and then give up 0 or 1, and though we were dominating every game.
I mean, that's got to be so much fun, just dominating
everyone. Yeah, it was the most fun out of football.
I love it. I want to know who's one teammate you miss the most from Hartford.
Daniel Cope, William MacGyver, and then Isaac Collins. Those are the guys I live with at home. Coming back, we would drink seltzer water after each game, you know, or some bad food, Taco Bell, and just debrief about, you know, another 0-for-4 with a couple strikeouts and just make each other feel better.
That's amazing. I like that routine. That's a good one.
It was good. And I miss it.
Oh, So how are you liking Albuquerque? How are you liking the vibe? How are you liking just the totally new environment? How's it been? It's been working out for you, obviously, but how's that adjustment been?
It's a good vibe. It's different. You know, the average age is definitely a lot older than it was in Hartford. There are guys that have been up and down from the big leagues, the guys who had significant showtime. So watching how these guys carry about their business and their routine is something that I'm learning from. And to be honest, what I've learned from it is that less is more, especially at this part of the season. You don't necessarily need to be, you know, just balls to the wall all the time, because, you know, the most important part is staying healthy. And so I've learned some tricks about that from some of the older guys, and just how to continue your routine, you know, in August and going into September.
Is there any older guy in particular with a routine that you're like, oh, that's interesting, I want to borrow some pieces from that?
No one in particular, just kind of like a collective, you know, gathering from different guys like Carlos Perez. And, you know, I mean, Coco Montes isn't really that old, but, you know, I've played with him a little bit. And I'm a big fan of his routine. He's out stretching before anybody every day, you know, contrary to just what I just said, but he still manages his workload very well.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, speaking of Coco, who is he sharing his smoothies with these days?
Wow. All right. So you know about the smoothies. Actually, I got one the other day. It was my first Coco smoothie. And it was good, but it wasn't as good as the Jimmy Herron smoothies that I've been getting. Jimmy's been sharing with me for.
Oh.
Jimmy Herron. Next time you talk to him, tell him I give him kudos on his smoothies.
Oh, this is great information, because we've just heard so much about the Coco smoothies. I didn't know that there was competition.
It's about the Jimmy Herron smoothie now.
What's the difference? What is the thing that puts that over the top?
I think I've only had one Coco smoothie, and it was a little runny. You know, I like a little bit thicker. It's like it's almost got a bite to it, not really. But I got to go with Jimmy here.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. What's going on in there? So it's just the consistency? Is there another ingredient?
Yeah, it's just the texture for me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We will definitely follow up with Coco and be like, all right, like, was that a mistake? Or is that your smoothie style? I have so many questions.
I'll have to give it another chance. Anyone who's willing to give me free smoothies, though, I'm gonna like it.
You know what? That's fair. Yeah. It was a generous offer. And low-key, those smoothies are magic.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
They're sending guys up to Colorado.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. So you have some teammates here in the Rockies organization that you've known for a bit from UCLA. You've got Bouchard. You've got Jake Bird. What's it like having these guys that you've kind of known from the past still with you on this journey?
Yeah, it's grounding. You know, it shows that the big leagues is not this, you know, this fantasized place that nobody gets to. You know, I've watched my teammates that I grew up with and or played with in college make it. So it just makes it feel very attainable.
Yeah, definitely. You were drafted by the Rockies twice. Obviously, like, it's clear why they wanted to have you, but I mean, had you had conversations with them before, I guess, either you were drafted? What was the relationship like heading in?
I guess it just shows their persistence and their belief in me as a player. You know, they obviously took me in high school knowing that I wasn't going to sign. I was strongly committed to UCLA. But then after the seasons that I put up at school, they knew that they still wanted me as one of their guys. And so I'm, you know, thankful for that.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Listen, this has been so great chatting with you. Who should we talk to next in Albuquerque? Who should we talk to next, and what should we ask them about?
Either Jimmy, it's got to be Jimmy or Coco, right?
Yeah. Well, we just had Coco on, I guess maybe like last month at some point, but okay. I think we need to talk to Jimmy about what's going on in that blender.
Yeah. See what he's doing with that. I need to know.
Yeah, I need to know too. We've got so many questions.
Extra peanut butter, or like what he's doing that's making it so smooth.
Amazing. All right. Listen, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your season down in Albuquerque.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for having me. All right.
Oh my gosh. How fun is he?
Oh, that was great. Yeah. He's, I mean, he took the lid off the old smoothie drama. All this, the smoothie war going down is crazy.
I did not know that there was smoothie drama. Thank goodness someone tipped us off to it in the first place. Yeah, that was such a fun conversation. He's a riot.
Yeah, I don't think Coco's going to be too happy to hear about his smoothies being a little bit runny. he's not too happy about that. I was happy to hear a shout out for my guy, Tom Souteris. He's a Jersey boy there, doing some big things there for Hartford after being in High A Lancaster. He's down with the Arizona Fall League team last year. So he's worked with Tolia a whole bunch too. And Tolia's, you know, he's been on fire since getting promoted up to Albuquerque. Obviously the three homer game was really big, but he's hit seven in his first 15 games in AAA, and that can be a rough adjustment. So he's cut down or rather improved upon his strikeout rate, which is, you know, his biggest issue is just the swing and miss too much. You see at the majors with a guy like Sam Hilliard, but he's improved upon it so far in AAA. So that's been good to see. And he's playing a little right field too. So getting out there and having some utility abilities, right?
So versatile, so versatile. And you know what? The Rockies could use that kind of power. So I hope we see him up here soon.
Yeah, no, you can't have enough. And Rockies probably haven't gotten enough power out of that lineup as they were hoping for. I mean, that's been the thing they've been banging the drum about over the last year. And they still haven't gotten that power, unfortunately. We know the ball's been a little bit deadened. I think home runs are down are down around baseball in general. But a guy like Tolia, he certainly can impact that. And I'm glad that you were able to find time, or he was able to find time to talk with you, because those minor league guys, they got some stuff going on right now. They're trying to decide if they want to join the Major League Baseball Players Association. Like, do they want to join the big league union? And they had a lot going down on Monday, and they've got to fill these cards out. And what's been your take on this so far? Is this something that would benefit the minor leaguers? You think they should get involved in that and, you know, have more of a voice?
You know what? It's so nice seeing how minor leaguers have become so united on social media. And I think it's done wonders for just getting the word out about what their condition is like, what their pay is like. And I think just being a part of the union is the next step. But I think especially after the lockout, when no one was getting paid, after they really are not getting paid like they should, I think it probably lit a fire under that.
Yeah, it's nice that the major leaguers are keeping an eye on them. And a really good article by Evan Drellich, who, you know, he does that dirty work of the business side, or the contractual, the CBA type business over on The Athletic, and wrote up a ton about it and the interesting angles from the National Labor Relations Board, and just what it could mean for baseball in general to have the minor leaguers and the major leaguers on the same page. They might be doing different things, but in general, it will make both groups a lot more powerful. And right now the union, or rather there is no union in the minors, and those minor leaguers almost have no power whatsoever. So it could take a while. These things could take a couple years for it to become official, but I think that would be great. I know you saw it firsthand there, Susie, with in Hartford of what those players have to go through, and how, you know, hey, you're lucky to be here to a degree, right? And now maybe, you know, they're getting paid a little bit better. Their housing is being taken care of, which has been a great benefit to them. But there's still probably even more that can be done for their rights.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Such a long way to go, but I'm looking forward to the day where minor leaguers are properly taken care of.
I'm looking forward to the day that the DNVR bar is going to open up, because we are very close.
So close.
We got a countdown clock even. I've seen it's on the corner of Colfax and York. I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away for that that official day. We've got some little events behind the scenes, some for members, some a little bit more exclusive than that. I mean, it's for us. It's for the personalities. We're going to be doing a tasting here coming up. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at DNVR Rockies and at DNVR_sports. On Friday, there's a wonderful another golf outing going on. The DNVR golf bros are crushing it. Again, you can become a member to the DNVR.com for only 50 cents for your first month. Access to the members only Discord, where people are giving away free tickets to events if they can't go. It's a great place to tap in to our community, make some new friends, and feel really good. Feel in touch with what's going on in Denver sports, and get in touch with some good fabrics, some good materials from the folks over at FOCO because they have got just about everything you could possibly want. They're going to deck you out from head to toe. They've got the Henleys. They've got the hoodies. Look, it's time for Russ to cook at Mile High, Jokic to three-peat as MVP, and more of that championship defense from Cale Makar at Ball Arena. Whether you're live or in person or you're in the best seat in your house, FOCO has got you covered with the best fan gear, gifts, and collectibles. For all non-presale items, use promo code DNVR so you can get 10% off at FOCO.com, FOCO.com. Or if you're watching right now on YouTube or you're watching later on, after listening to this as a podcast, hey, head on over to the DNVR Sports Channel because you could just click that link, check it off in the YouTube description, FOCO.com. Or maybe, Susie, they are watching us on Ivaka TV.
Oh, my gosh. We are Ivaka TV stars.
You might even say we are evocative on Ivaka TV.
Oh, look at us.
I think you could say that. Yeah. Head over to evoca.tv/Colorado 10. It's evoca.tv/Colorado 10, where you are going to get Altitude Sports. You can get AT&T Sportsnet. You get the DNVR Sports Channel. You also get some great CSU Rams coverage. You can get Denver Pioneers as well. And that comes with, you know, the big teams that you want to see and you root for here in Denver: Rapids, Rockies, Nuggets, Avs, and more. And on top of all of that, you're going to get $10 off your first 3 months. So now instead of $25 per month, it's only going to be $15 for your first 3 months to start. No contracts, no catches. Ivaka TV is made for champions of the remote.
Yes, I consider myself to be a champion of the remote more than anything.
That's, well, you're a champion of a lot of, you're a champion of denim jackets.
I am.
Jean jackets.
I was kind of a beer pong champion at our last tailgate. I'm getting a little frog in my throat. What's going on?
You're reigning. You're still the reigning champion, actually, when it comes
actually,
to
actually, these are facts. These yeah. are facts, Patrick.
What's going to be interesting to see, because I love one of the cool things when we go to Coors Field and we're in the clubhouse, we get to see pictures, you know, from the past of Rockies celebrating big wins and those moments of from the postseason, and just it's fantastic to see. And the jersey looks the same. Like, that's one of the, say what you will about, you know, not rebranding and not having as much fun as some other franchises do with the uniforms, but the Colorado Rockies logo is very much classic. It was kind of based off of the New York Yankees, so that could be something that's timeless and they can use it forever. They've very much done that. But it's about to undergo a bit of a change. And those pictures that we see around Coors Field and the pictures that you might even see in other kinds of advertisements may look different starting in 2023 based on something brand new that was agreed upon in this most recent CBA.
Yeah, it's their ads. It's an ad.
NBA, we're getting ads. NHL. NFL only has it on their practice jersey. It's weird. The Mattress Firm logo on the Broncos practice jersey looks a little bit strange. I think because it's red, right? It keeps the red from Mattress Firm, and the jersey's orange, so it kind of plays with your eyes in a funny way. But we've seen one logo so far from the San Diego Padres that has leaked. It was a Motorola photo, Motorola. Patch that's on the sleeve, and it's basically brown and white. So they've incorporated the Padres colors there. And so we tapped into our guys over at D-Line and Dwayne Brown, who does amazing job on graphics, has a lot of experience in uniform design and these kind of things. And we kind of put him to task and we said, okay, what would the Rockies jersey look like if it had a new logo on the sleeve? Very specifically, a couple of different sponsors. Now, Susie, I don't know if you have any thoughts on like who the Rockies would pair up with. Are they just going to go for the big money grab? Are they going to give a hometown discount to the Sandlot Brewery? That probably wouldn't happen, possibly. But I'm curious. What are your thoughts? Where might they go for something like this?
I mean, listen, you got to hope that they would go with DNVR or with Ivaka TV or with one of our homies. I mean, the Rockies have a lot of sponsors that they have some pretty solid relationships with. But before that, I want to circle back on the Mattress Firm thing, because Do you know the mattress firm conspiracy theory?
I do not.
Oh my God. It's huge. It's huge on TikTok. So the fact that their logo is on Broncos jerseys is like hilarious to me. But there was a woman on TikTok who was like, look, there's like all these mattress firms on the same street and no one's ever in them. How are they all in business? So like, there's a whole conspiracy theory about that. You can look it up on TikTok. But yeah, maybe the Rockies will pick their own conspiracy theory, have a DIA patch on there. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Denver National Airport. Yeah. There you go. If okay. So there, we didn't get that submission.
We've got other graphics though.
We do. I like that though, but do airports actually advertise? I don't know if they do technically. Right?
I feel like a little bit. It depends on the airport.
Yeah, that's kind of curious, but yeah, okay. I like the symmetry of that if we're going sticking with the conspiracies. But like some of the sponsors that they have already in-house, you say, okay, you could look at a PNC. You could look at like a DraftKings Sportsbook. I don't know if they're going to go with gambling. I don't know. I had a conversation over the weekend with someone about this. And, you know, if you went with a Breck Brew or something like that, what would happen if you were to call up a player who was not yet 21 years old? Now, this happens, I think, in the English Premier League, where there's a player who was promoted before he was 21. And so he couldn't actually have that advertisement on his sleeve. So, or on the front of his jersey. So
they have drinking ages in Europe.
He might have been 12. I think that's what it was.
I'm pretty sure 21 year old. I'm pretty sure like, yeah, 18, 10 year olds can drink in Europe, but
he was nine. Yeah, he was like the youngest ever. It might have been a publicity stunt, but even
but yeah.
Still.
So how did they do that? Like, what did they? How did they amend that situation?
They just didn't. He didn't have it. He just couldn't wear it because he was under that age. I don't think it was a cigarette company, but it because that you know might have more, you know, a stricter focus or whatever. But frankly, I don't know that the Rockies have to really worry about promoting a guy before they're 21. That's really just not in their nature necessarily.
So but we don't want to take the option. We don't want to take the option away.
Absolutely. No, you definitely don't want to do that with a guy like Jordy Vargas. We see you out there, California League Pitcher of the Week. Fantastic performance last week. But let's jump in. Let's take a couple. Let's take a look at these. Now, right down the street from Coors Field is the Jar. Ball Arena.
Yes, the Ball Jar. Court.
So Dwayne did an amazing job showing what this jersey looked like. For again, if you're only listening to this as a podcast, head on over to YouTube and you can take a look at these. We also have got one for Vail Resorts. That was a suggestion from somebody here at DNVR. We go, okay, that would tie in nice. And so the road purple, you're going to get a white logo for Vail, and then the home, you would get a black logo in Vail. And talking with Dwayne, he basically said like, yeah, a lot of these companies, they are very particular about how their logo looks. They wouldn't necessarily want it to be like purple. So black and white might just be where they're at for right now. But I think that would look okay. And again, that speaks to Colorado. That would feel fitting, wouldn't it?
That would work for me. That would work for me. But that's a good point to keep in mind is that, yeah, purple is kind of an unusual color for a lot of logos. We don't see a lot of purple logos, especially in sports. But, you know, I'm curious to see how any potential uniform sponsor would alter their logo. I'm excited to see more of these.
This one could be a dark horse. I believe our guy Justin Michael from DNVR_Rams submitted this one. He's up in Fort Collins. So he's thinking about Fort Collins company, mm-hmm. Otterbox. Now, this would be nice. Again, it gives you that outdoors kind of feel. I think this one would look really nice as well.
You know what? And the yellow would pop. And we've seen pieces of that on the City Connect jerseys because we've got that yellow patch on there. So actually, I could see this working out. Also, this is the first time I'm hearing that Otterbox is from Fort Collins.
I believe so. Yeah.
Those cases are incredible.
Yes.
Throw your phone across the room like it's nothing.
Yes. I haven't tried. I haven't tested that out, but I've dropped it on occasion and everything's been really good with that. Now we also have on the TV side, AT&T Sportsnet. So AT&T would look really good there. And in fact, again, Dwayne, using his knowledge of these kind of companies and marketing and design, he said, no, AT&T, they wouldn't go black and white. They would just be straight up their light blue on the sleeve, which, again, I think that would look fine. That wouldn't totally take me out of it on the home pinstripe.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's looking to me like the purple is doing a black and white version of the AT&T logo. Sure. So, you know, I think it works either way.
Now, Frontier Airlines is based out of Denver, but, you know, it would be unfortunate if the players had to start paying for their bags, you know, their clothes and their bats to go from city to city. So perhaps the Rockies would say, thanks, but no thanks, Frontier. But they would say yes to a Southwest Airlines. Well, that could possibly work.
Listen, we know Southwest already has a relationship with the Rockies. So this makes so much sense to me. This would be a great partnership.
And again, on the home pinstripe, there is color there. You do have the yellow, red, and blue and the heart there, some of those Southwest/US colors, if you would. The road purple definitely doesn't jump out as much because it's just white. Like the black wouldn't jump out. You'd lose the color on that. But again, that's going to be part of those negotiations. I don't know how specific in the CBA that still isn't entirely public. It does. Like, if you can actually look back in the past, and I know a couple of years ago, I was combing through the collective bargaining agreement for those interesting, weird wrinkles and stuff. So maybe eventually we'll kind of understand the limitations of this. But for right now, Southwest Airlines, I'd be okay with that. It's a splash of color there on the sleeve. Is too much or it's okay?
It's definitely more noticeable than some of the other ones. So I feel like because it's more color, the Rockies should be getting more money for it. Ooh, is that how it works?
Look at you working on the negotiation. I just know they have to make sure in this deal, and again, maybe MLB will step in and make sure one of their lawyers is in the room. They'll say, this can't be in perpetuity. Like, look, this is going to be like every year. I think, I forget what I read about the range. I think it's going to be something like $5 to $15 million annually, maybe even closer to $7 million for the Rockies of how much they'll end up getting per year. Could end up, you know, how much they end up bringing in for these. So, you know, that will be really nice. And then the last one, which, you know, is kind of comical, but at the same time, if you're talking about Denver and Colorado brands that are worth a lot of money, a lot more than the Rockies, that look, if you're watching a Rockies game, you might be thinking about this brand. So why not? Let's see what the Rockies uniform would look like. They were sponsored by the Denver Broncos.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I don't think the Broncos need any more promotion. I think Russell Wilson is doing a fine job letting everyone know that it's time to ride, but that would be interesting. That would be interesting. I don't know if the Broncos are really going to give the Rockies their blessing like that.
No, but they'll just take it. Like, again, you're right. Like, they don't necessarily need to do that kind of a crossover, but you could see it. It wouldn't be the craziest thing. Would it totally shock you? Like 90th percentile shock, but still you're like, there's crazier things out there.
There are crazier things out there. I have to wonder, I mean, what would happen if, let's say, you know, a team gets a sponsor and like that company does something horrible, like right in the middle of the season? What would happen? How would they amend that? This is where my brain is going. Like, at least it's not in perpetuity, but mid-season, what are we going to do?
Well, I don't know exactly what ended up happening with Minute Maid Park before it was Minute Maid Park, because of course it was Enron. And so I don't know if that was an off season switch. You know, we know with Mile High, when Sports Authority went bankrupt, they just kind of removed its name from there, because now no one was necessarily paying that tab. But you're right. If that happens in right there in the middle of the season, I don't think they would be able to necessarily just totally remove something like that. You'd have to wait. It would just be one of those things. You're like, this is a bad look. This sucks, I think, for everybody involved. But you're right. You bring up such an important point with this, is that it opens up the door, because we're not just saying like, you know, hey, you know, if something happens with this sponsor, they make a food item and there's an E. coli breakout or something like that. Now that team is associated.
That reminds me, yeah, Chipotle started in Denver, and they always, there's very often some kind of E. coli situation happening with the lettuce.
And you've got that situation, but what if we're talking about people that are CEOs and there's some kind of scandal with that too?
CEOs are wild, just unchecked rich people.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, late at night, I used to see in the early 2000s, CEOs gone wild. And they do some crazy things, those CEOs. So you really need to look out for that. You know, talking about like those partnerships with like a Breck Brew, someone like Lightshade, you go, okay, Lightshade, that again, that's a Denver company with 11 in the Denver metro area. But, you know,
are we transitioning to an ad read right now?
We are not. That one's actually just a freebie.
That was a freebie. So generous of you, Patrick.
That's it. Yeah. It will be really interesting to see. And I'm a little bit surprised that we still only have, I believe, the one so far from the Padres is Motorola. But that's going to be interesting, these kind of negotiations, to see what kind of money teams can end up getting, you know, out of it. I will say that they would do really well to pair with Green Mountain Dental Group, because they're just the finest in the Denver metro area. They're only
an ad read now
from downtown Denver. I'm not sure yet myself, but what I am sure of is if you mention DNVR Sports, you can get a $300 discount for a full orthodontics treatment for new patients. And you can also get a free set of bleach trays at $350 value with a new patient cleaning, x-ray, and exam. And I think that would also look great underneath the Green Mountain Dental Group logo. Like if you had that whole read underneath it, which technically now even becomes, you know, a tie-in for DNVR Sports. So it's like a double advertisement on the Rocky sleeve. I love that.
They're part of the fam. They're part of the fam.
Yeah. Well, Athletic Greens, as you very well know, is a part of our family. You know, when they support us, you got to make sure you support them. I support them.
They support us in so many ways.
They really do.
So many ways.
Do you remember what life was like before Athletic Greens?
Sluggish. Just overall garbage. But look how healthy I am. Pinnacle of health right here.
Your hair just naturally curls on its own because of Athletic Greens. Allegedly.
Kind of.
Legally. Allegedly. Respectfully. For me, I just have a benefit of gut health, you know, and that's not any kind. Look, your stomach is the center of your body, and that can cause all kinds of different things going on. And it's like your breakfast being your most important meal of the day, because I used to tell this to my students when I taught, like, if you don't eat a breakfast, there's going to be at some point, second, third, fourth period, you're going to be thinking more about lunch and what you're going to eat and how you're hungry than what the teacher's saying or the activity that you're doing. And you're thinking about that rather than doing what you need to do. So your gut is at the center of all of that. And Athletic Greens, with just that one scoop, gives you 75 multivitamins, high quality vitamins, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, you name it. Especially if you feel like you're very dependent on coffee, this is going to give you clarity early in the morning before you even have that cup of coffee, because you shouldn't have coffee your first hour and a half before you wake up. Your body's supposed to do it naturally, and Athletic Greens is going to help you tap into those natural effects. You can get a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D, 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/ROC. Those are the first three letters of Rockies. Again, athleticgreens.com/ROC to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All the Rockies are already have these in their locker. Like down in spring training, they're loaded up at Coors Field. Athletic Greens, that's how they get going. It's how we get going. So they get a thumbs up. I'd wear a patch on all my shirts.
Yeah. What if we did have an Athletic Greens patch on Rockies uniforms? That would look nice, especially with the City Connects.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I just think even any green whatsoever would be nice. Again, conversation over the weekend with someone, like, because of the success of the City Connect, and we got to dive into that at some point, because it almost seems, and it's probably not true, it's probably like a third, but doesn't it almost seem like half of the jerseys or shirts or caps that you see at Coors Field now are City Connect? It probably isn't half, but it almost feels like it, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? No matter what, we've seen so many City Connect jerseys, the shirts, the hats. People are loving the City Connect gear. One of the weirdest things I saw, though, apparently they made a Trevor Story City Connect.
Maybe before.
So, like, I think you find it at stores like TJ Maxx. I don't think they're selling it at the actual team store. But I saw one. I was shocked to see one. It was the first one that I saw. The game that I went to was a fan. Saw someone wearing it. I'm like, where did you even get this? Why was this made? Did you order this? Like,
they did. They had to have, right? Because the jersey, well, look, it wasn't even unveiled until, was it late April? Or no, it was like June. The middle of May. It was the middle of May, right? And they wore it in June. So before that, you know, but I like where your head's at. You're going, all right, this has got to be on the, you know, 25% rack. 75% off rack. It's going to be in Marshalls. It's going to be in Ross. It's going to be in TJ Maxx. I know all the great places where you can get those discounts. But this guy paid full price and then some to get a story. But that's kind of dope. I respect that. I like that. I don't care that he's never worn it.
I do care. Kinda cool.
It is weird.
I absolutely care, but I am going to assume he did not pay full price on it because – I mean, a bunch of people on Twitter responded like, oh, I saw them at TJ Maxx or Marshalls or whatever discount store.
We're going to see more then.
I feel like now that I've seen the one, I've seen at least one more out in the wild.
That's curious. Yeah. I mean, maybe when they placed their orders last year, but at that point they would have guessed that he was going to be a free agent.
Well, that's why it's weird. Yeah. That's why it's weird because we knew that he was expecting to go somewhere else at the end of the season, before the end of the season, honestly. But yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense to even see them out and about.
If only we could have tapped the person on the shoulder and asked them. But alas, look, that's not the world that we live in today. So the over under on jerseys is 1.5. You're going over. We're going to see some more.
I think we're going to see more because I think that you can get them for so cheap and people are just like, yeah, whatever.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I'm going to take the under on that, but I would actually want to get one of those because
then go to TJ Maxx.
Shouldn't happen, right? It shouldn't exist. It's like having a shirt that says World Series Champs, Colorado Rockies 2007. They printed them up, but they shipped them elsewhere around the world because that wasn't the world that we actually live in.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's what should have happened with the Trevor Story jerseys. They should have just gone to another country on the other side of the world. We shouldn't have them here.
Wow. Yep. Slide into our DMs. If you see this item on eBay or if you know a TJ Maxx, that would be cool. I definitely would be.
Next time I'm at a TJ Maxx, I'm going to go look. I'm going to make a point to go look sometime soon.
Respect. I would love that. Do you have respect for the Ichiro girl?
Oh my gosh. So much. That was delightful. Cause she was so surprised and so excited. And I just love that Ichiro was like ready to go uniformed up out there.
So the backstory on that. So the backstory on that, of course, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, Ichiro came over for on a foul ball, you know, reached over, tried to grab it, missed. I think his glove tapped a young girl on the leg and she flipped out. She's like, oh my God, Ichiro's right there. He touched me, called her mom, you know, like read her lips, you know what I mean? And she was just so excited. And they go, hey, let's bring her back to throw out the first pitch. And as you said, totally surprised her and said, oh yeah. And here's to catch the first pitch, Ichiro Suzuki, full gear and all. And yeah, that was neat. And it got me pumped up to go, what year do we see it's Charlie Blackman kid come out, throw out the first pitch. Charlie comes out wearing a fake beard because maybe at that point he's in his civilian gear. He doesn't have a mullet anymore. Maybe he doesn't have a beard.
And no.
So he's got to dress the part. Maybe I'm doing too much fantasy booking, but what
you're
doing Charlie
too
Blackman
much. No, there's, first of all, I feel like there's no way Charlie Blackman's not going to have a beard. Maybe he matures out of the mullet,
okay,
but he's always going to have the beard.
All right.
Has to.
We got a lot of good long-term bets here, like the over-under on the Story jerseys, over-under on a fake beard versus a real beard. Are these on DraftKings Sportsbook yet? Like, they really should be. I mean, it's a long-term payout. It's going to be a while until we find that out. But I'm willing to put some money down.
No, but really, I would love to see the day that the It's Charlie Blackman kid is throwing out a first pitch. Rockies, make it happen. I think we need it. I think we just need it to kind of soothe our souls after what this season has been like.
I'd even sign up for it when he's still only like 8 or 9, if it's the game that, you know, they retired number 19, which they very much should do. Right. So on his retirement game, have him throw the first pitch out. Then again, he probably should be throwing the first pitch out. But no, that's OK. How about Charlie Blackman throws, you know, because he'll be retired for a while, throws an 80 mile an hour first pitch to a 9-year-old. It's Charlie Blackman kid.
Maybe. No, I think it's more appropriate for Charlie Blackman to catch his pitch.
Okay.
I think that would be absolutely adorable. I don't think he would be upset about being snubbed. I don't think Charlie Blackman would be upset about being snubbed, not being asked to throw the first pitch and catch it instead. I think it'll be okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. So did you hear about Aroldis Chapman and being put on the injured list?
I did not hear about this, Patrick.
Perfect. So we've got a pop Suze, which is my version of a pop quiz for Susie. So see if you can tell me which one of these injuries sounds most like how Aroldis Chapman got put on the IL. Did he get frostbite in August because he fell asleep with an ice pack on him? He got cuts because he fell through some glass. He was having a nightmare and jumped onto a coffee table. Did he require emergency root canal because he chipped his tooth on a microwave donut? Or did he get an infection on his leg after getting a tattoo?
Okay. I'm going to say the donut one, no. Because if you microwave a donut, it's going to get soggy and weird. And you're not going to chip your tooth on that. So it's absolutely not that one.
Okay.
Coffee table is interesting. The frostbite is interesting. I feel like that would happen. I feel like that could happen to me, but I am going to go with the tattoo.
Okay. I will tell you first that all four of these are real injuries that have sidelined players. Ricky Henderson fell asleep with an ice pack on him in August and had to miss 3 games. Our very own former Ice Stopes manager, Glenn Allen Hill, was having a nightmare one night during his playing career of spiders, which he's very much afraid of. Jumped up and landed on his coffee table and got cuts all over him. Kevin Mitchell microwaved a donut and did chip his tooth. It required a root canal. But you are correct. Aroldis Chapman decided to get a midseason tattoo on his leg and it got infected. So he's on the injured list, or at least that's the excuse that they're giving. Maybe, you know, he just needed a couple of days off because he's not pitching very well right now for the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know that sometimes, you know, teams will fudge that injured list a little bit. But if this is a fudging, this is a new one. This is new one, and it is creative, and I love it. It's hilarious, whether it's real or fake. But if it is real, of course, like, I hope for his speedy recovery.
Coincidentally, I am wearing a Kyle Freeland shirt, who has probably the most tattoos on the Rockies. But we probably should ask, is there a protocol? Is there unwritten rules for getting tattoos during a season? Certainly wouldn't want to have it on your pitching arm, but really just about anywhere might be a little bit questionable. Pitchers can probably get away with it, starting pitchers, because they know, like, hey, I've got 4 days for this thing to heal. But anybody else, I don't know.
I do remember former Rocky, a former yard goat, giving himself like finger tattoos at the end of one season down in Hartford.
Okay.
Like prison tat style.
Yeah. I could see that.
Like
he did a bid in Hartford is what he did. So that makes sense. Yeah.
It's just, listen, Hartford does stuff to you.
it definitely does. Coming up here Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, no getaway day. Although the flight from Atlanta to Cincinnati probably isn't that far. That's probably like maybe 1 hour, I'm guessing. No. They're probably a lot closer than we might think. Because you just got to fly over Tennessee and Kentucky, which are very thin states. And in fact, the Cincinnati airport is in Kentucky. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? It is an hour and a half flight.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah,
you can hop on. That's a $68 Frontier flight, in case you were wondering.
There we go. Not a sponsor, but you know what? We're going to give you some free advertising. Maybe that'll push you over the hump and you'll be able to afford to be a sponsor for the Rockies. We could see that. I predicted 70 wins here in that hunt for 69. Got the one win against the Mets, against Scherzer. Naturally, I thought that was going to happen. No. I got one against Atlanta. Oof. I don't know. This is tough. We've got a poll up right now on at DNVR underscore Rockies about how many the Rockies will win. A lot of people thinking 0-1. That's like 80% of the votes out there. Do you think they're going to get one here in Atlanta against the champs?
I mean, honestly, I'm looking at the pitching matchups, and we've got Urania versus Max Fried, Feltner versus Kyle Wright, Cool versus Spencer Strider. I don't know if the Rockies can win a game in Atlanta. This might be a sweeping.
Atlanta swept Colorado at home for four games. That might have been the beginning of June. Yeah, that was actually when they unveiled the City Connect uniforms.
You know what? Yeah, it was when they unveiled City Connect. And the Braves went on a quite a tear after that. So,
that's right. Yeah, I'm since sure. then, they've been on fire. You're right.
They've been on fire. So I don't know if I'm too hopeful about how this series is going to go for the Rockies, but we're gonna talk about it. All week.
For sure. Yeah, they're getting amazing play out of their rookies. I mean, they've got pretty much the top two rookies in all of baseball. I mean, look, Julio Rodriguez, in all due respect, having a really great year, deserves his contract. But Michael Harris, the second, and Spencer Strider are fantastic. Also, any thoughts on the Michael Harris, the second, as opposed to Michael Harris Jr.? What's that about?
It's just a thing that like your family decides like, oh, are you going to be a junior? Or are you going to be a Roman numeral? It's just like a stylistic thing.
I think so.
I had an ex-boyfriend who was the second and not a junior.
The second, yeah.
Yeah. Because I guess like when you think about it, you know, when the, like if you pass the name down, if you decide to pass it down again, like then it really will be Roman numerals forever. So why not just start now?
So yeah, technically speaking, you're a junior until you have a kid with the same name. And then because you're like, well, they're now the third, which makes me the second. Yeah, that could get a little bit wonky. I'd be curious to know about that. That makes sense.
I think you're overthinking it. I don't think like it's just
Susie, I'm not sure if you noticed this. We do a podcast where we've got to fill a lot of time. So we got to talk about a lot of things and really stretch it out and kind of figure it out. So
I don't think there's much to think about with the second versus junior.
Hey, look, yes. And let's embrace the yes. And yes. And the Atlanta, they also have a couple other good rookies in Vaughn Grissom.
He
played really well in Ozzie Albies' absence, Dylan Lee. And I want to point out that Spencer Strider, the guy who has like a million nicknames, right? He was known as the Mustache Man when he was in Clemson. Mm-hmm. I've also seen him as the Silver Strider. Pitching Ninja has him as Quadzilla because he's got the super tight pants.
Oh, like my Quadzilla. God.
I like that one. That one's
so
good.
So funny.
So this guy was drafted in 2020. Keep that in mind. He's already up in the majors. Michael Harris, the second, and Grissom, they were both drafted in 2019. By comparison, Rockies don't have anyone from 2019 or 2020 in the majors contributing right now. The only ones even from the class of 2018 that have shown that development is Jake Bird and Ryan Feltner. So Atlanta, they're doing a very good job at the drafting and development piece. Makes sense. They are the reigning world champions right now.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, lots of young talent out there. We'll see what happens. We'll be live tweeting it all for you.
We will. We will all week long. We'll be back with Drew Goodman in a great conversation on Wednesday, as always, Wednesday morning. Thursday, we'll have a cool pregame. And yes, yet another Susie show. Oh, can I spoil who your guest is going to be this week?
Do you know who my guest is going to be?
No, but I was just going to, you know, improvise just something totally crazy. Andres Galarraga, the big cat, in his first interview in a decade.
Susie, a guy no one can track down. I track down. We're going to talk to him. No, for legal purposes, he is not joining the show.
No.
This week, because we haven't tracked him down yet. But
if we have a free podcast, I think we could say whatever we want and no one could actually sue us for it. I mean, Galarraga could possibly sue us, but no, nobody listening, if you're getting this for free, we'd be glad to give you your money back. Snap, you've got it back now.
I would be worried about the big cat suing us. That is exactly who I would be worried about. Nothing but respect. Please come on our show. Thank you.
Yes. Andre's big lawsuit, Galarraga. We don't want that. We'd love to have you, though. If you if you know where Big Cat is hiding, please. Actually, he's in Florida. He just doesn't, talk to anyone. Like, he's literally down the street, I think, from some of his old teammates.
Yeah.
He's just kind of doing a private life, but
yeah, good for him.
You'll get him. He's gonna be on your top 10 must haves lists. And if I know you, you will hunt these people down.
Listen, I'm gonna be spending some off season time in Florida. My mom is moving down there, so I've got a place to stay while I'm tracking him down.
There we go. And you know what? If all you can get is him like going into a Piggly Wiggly, and you say like, "How you doing today?" and he's like, "Good." That's the interview. Clip it. We got it. We're going to have a whole hour-long special just for that quote-unquote interview. Because it counts.
Exclusive tag. Amazing. It counts. Kale loves your Piggly Wiggly reference. Super producer Kale also. Welcome back from Serbia.
Welcome back. Yeah, indeed. So, look.
He made it back.
There's our guy. We'll talk to him more off air. You can talk to him plenty more on the members only Discord if you are a member to the dnvr.com. Now only 50 cents for your first month. Of course, you get all kinds of wonderful free content on our podcast, on our YouTube channel, DNVR Sports, as well as on Twitter at DNVR underscore Rockies and at Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
I am at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
Hey, you know what they say about momentum? We've got it, but truly, it's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.